Winston Dimmel deciding that he is going to leave K-State. I've also had Brady tweet at me a gif of, I don't know, this appears to be someone from like Monsters, Inc. or something, and it's a guy getting really angry and then the top of his head explodes. So apparently that was also how last segment went. Also, Curtis, positive publicity coming in from Curtis. Appreciate your intolerance of next year. Excuses are for the Twitter fingers, not the coach. The fact that we are five games into Big 12 play and next year is in the conversation speaks for itself. I'm with you, Curtis.
That's fair.
Curtis Strong, I am with you. Do you know what meme I'm talking about here that has made a bit of a return?
No.
So do you remember back to before the SFE game last year, what Bruce Weber called SFE?
Sweeve.
You remember this? This was the clip.
You know, Sweeve has made a great deal of improvement, you know, in the last, since he got there.
Sweeve. This, I kid you not, was from the post-game press conference after Saturday.
Oh, Sweeve. He was huge. He made back-to-back.
We've still got Sweeve. Sweeve is still in existence. It has not gone away.
Time is a flat circle.
Well, we also had, I know this is just like at the beginning of this clip. Let me make sure that I left it in here, but you had Bill Self calling Wesley Iwundu a Waku and then apologizing if he mispronounced his name. That also happened last year before that K-State KU game. He decided to not even like really take a stab here at Cartier Jarre.
Their point guard, and I don't want to mispronounce his name because I know it's not pronounced like it, like it's spelled, at least in my eyes. But is it Jarre? Jada? He's great.
There you go. Bill Self decided to pull the crowd on how to pronounce Cartier Jarre's name, and I don't blame him at all on that. Cartier Jarre's last name is one of the more interesting things I can remember with a K-State athlete recently as far as people not knowing how to necessarily pronounce his name, because he will tell you like why it pronounces it on the air, Jada, which is what Cartier Jarre will tell you is how it's actually pronounced, but the pronunciation guide says Jarre, actually on K-State's game notes if you are going to look at those. But then it looks like Diarra. And now it's gotten to the point where enough people are saying Jarre. I think that's probably the one that sticks. But it's this bizarre mix of three different names and nobody knows exactly what to call him. I mean, I'll be honest. Like I know that Wyatt calls it Jada and that would technically be the right way to go. But it seems like the way everybody's embraced it, it's Jarre. So that's how I say it on the air. I'm just going with that, which maybe isn't fair because it's not necessarily how he would like his name to be pronounced. But regardless, I don't blame Bill Self for trying to get the pulse of the room and not make the Iwaku mistake once again there. We've got to hurry along here because we have Powercat Game Day coming up at the top of the hour here on K-Man and K-Rock. You get us for an extra hour ahead of the game. Is there anything I need to know about? You looked like you had something to say there before the end of the segment.
No. No, I'm just... I'm glad that Bill Self is, you know, staying as consistent with his mispronunciations as Bruce Weber.
We will have Jabroni of the Week very quickly when we return.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, owner of Blindster.com. At Blindster.com, we offer quality blinds and shades, custom-made, and ship free of charge to your door in about 2 weeks.